KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. It's 56 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for skies to be partly cloudy for the balance of the day, with a slight chance for isolated showers toward midday and a high around 75 with winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Department of Human Services and University of Iowa Healthcare are partnering to improve support of Iowans with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The newly signed agreement includes the creation of a faculty position within the university who will serve as the new Chief Medical Officer for Intellectual Disabilities at the Glenwood Resource Center. GRC's new CMO will serve as the Chief Physician for the center's residents and will be a member of the multidisciplinary team of therapists, psychologists, and qualified intellectual disability professionals. They will also be responsible for expanding the capacity of the community system of care to better serve Iowans with IDDs or developmental disabilities. And DHS Director Kelly Garcia says that while we have started the transition to a community-based model of care, there are a number of elderly residents at the Glenwood Resource Center who have lived there for decades and have complex health conditions that could make transferring to a community placement difficult. To give these residents access to the high-quality care they deserve, Garcia says, we are seeking a CMO who is highly qualified and passionate about serving individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Our agreement, she says, with U of I Healthcare allows us to tap into its expertise at recruiting exceptional physician leaders and maintaining high standards of quality control. University of Iowa Healthcare is actively recruiting for the Glenwood Medical Director position. A detailed job description and position duties are available through a link in the same story on our news page. Marcia Edgington, the GRC superintendent, will work directly with the U of I Healthcare to establish day-to-day connection with the DHS once the candidate is on board. And more information is available in this same story on our news page. Sheriff's officials in Mills County said Thursday the driver of a pickup suffered from a laceration to the top of his head and was transported to Mercy Hospital following an accident Monday morning. Authorities say 66-year-old Alvin Sobbing of Council Bluffs was driving a 1997 Dodge Ram pickup northbound in the right lane on 221st Street and approaching the intersection with Eastman Road when he lost control of the vehicle due to slick road conditions. The pickup and the unloaded trailer it was pulling ended up in the ditch embankment area at the northwest corner of the intersection, where it drove over a small tree and came to rest. That accident happened around 9:15 a.m. Monday. Sobbing told deputies he saw the flashing lights ahead at the intersection and touched his brakes before the vehicle and trailer went out of control. The pickup sustained disabling damage to its undercarriage. There were no citations issued. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports also 25-year-old Camerson Riley Myers of Glenwood was arrested Wednesday afternoon at the Mills County Sheriff's Office. He was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of child endangerment. Myers' bond was set at $5,000. The Iowa Economic Development Board recently approved the rules for a new fund designed to help small meat processors. Iowa Economic Development Authority spokesperson Kanan Kappelman says the agency is charged with handing out the $750,000.
The fund provides financial assistance in the form of matching grants to businesses for projects relating to small-scale meat processing, licensed custom lockers, and mobile slaughter units.
She says those rules lay out the requirements to receive the grants.
For applicants who are interested in the program, they can visit the IEDA website for a document on frequently asked questions and also the rules.
Kappelman says the shutdown of the large-scale meat packers during the pandemic shined the light on the smaller operations.
So these smaller establishments were fulfilling the needs that that were definitely in demand during that time.
The grants can be used to modernize and improve operations. The Iowa legislature passed and Governor Kim Reynolds signed what officially is called the Butchery Innovation and Revitalization Fund into law in June of this year. Well, many Iowans are now harvesting vegetables from their gardens, and while our moms or grandmothers may have used pressure cookers to can them in jars, today preserving the bounty is much easier. Food safety specialist Barbara Ingham says chopping and stewing your tomatoes before freezing them is the quickest and simplest way to store your harvest.
They come out of the crock pot kind of looking like what I would find in the grocery store in those nice 15-ounce cans, and then I freeze them in freezer bags once they're cooled in those roughly 2-cup, 15-ounce quantities.
Ingham says if you blanch and then freeze your corn, squash, and tomatoes before popping them in the freezer, they'll last you for a good long while.
In the freezer, they're safe indefinitely, but we generally say about a year. You know, this time of year, we're looking to refill our freezer, so we hope that what was in the freezer, placed in the freezer last year, is out of there.
Ingham says when it comes to corn, you'll just need a sharp knife.
It's actually going to be a lot quicker if you can take the corn off the cob and just take those kernels and cook them, blanch them relatively quickly, a couple minutes in a boiling water.
Don't stack up freshly blanched food in the freezer. Instead, she says, to spread out the packages around on the freezer rack so the food can quickly freeze to lock in those flavors. That's a check of the news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.